you're clear. Okay.
Side up here now, and when I get there, then I'll just stop and you can position yourself.
Okay.
nice looking machine.
So is yours.
That's about all it looks like, though, some sort of machine. Okay, Dave, when I get about perpendicular to here, I'm going to stop and start my yaw to the left. Okay. Good shape, relative attitude wise.
Yeah, we only got off about 20 or 30 degrees there, Dave.
Down launch look good so far.
Very good.
And Gumdrop Houston, sometime within the next 4 minutes, let's get ensure your S-band volume up. We'll be going over to Madrid.
Roger, Spider.
Gumdrop.
Okay,
I got 13 minutes before the
set burn. As you believe, but I think my color went out.
Oh, there,
okay.
Is it okay. Look at your engine valve here. It looks pretty clean.
Good. I can't see much except your nose, so right now I can't even see that.
back off with the sensors.
Roger.
Okay, Dave, we can take over the station keeping here.
Okay. I've got a slight up movement on you.
Okay.
Control. You've got the station keeping.
I have the station keeping.
You say your COAS was out?
Ready? No, that's working. It's so dim, I just can't see it.
Apollo Control here, some 3 minutes away from loss of signal at Madrid. While Spider does some maneuvers out some 50 feet away from the command module, the command module pilot Dave Scott is making sequence and still photographs of the lunar module at the various attitudes, including looking directly down the nozzle of the large engine bell of the descent stage. We'll continue to monitor the circuit as the two spacecraft drift on toward the time for the separation burn, which will begin the mini football. This is Apollo Control. Apparently, both spacecraft and their crews are busy with their cameras at this time, taking pictures of each other. We've had no communications lately between the two spacecraft or with the ground. We'll leave the circuit up until Madrid loss of signal, which is about a minute away.
Okay, Spider Gumdrop, we're going to lose you here within a minute at Madrid. We'll see you over Carnarvon around 2-3.
Roger, Gumdrop, copy Carnarvon at 2-3.
That's affirmative.
Hey, Spider, plane.
Gumdrop, your vector is good. We've looked at it. The computer hears the course and can go block anytime.
This is Apollo Control. Apparently we have had loss of signal at the Madrid, Spain tracking station. As the two spacecraft came across Grand Bahamas and on into Antigua tracking station tracking range, they were docked, but the time I copied of actual undocking was 92:39:30 ground elapsed time. There was some difficulty in getting the capture latches of the docking collars to release properly, and it took two attempts by command module pilot Dave Scott to get the probe fully extended to where the latches would release the lunar module. McDivitt and Schweikert in the lunar module proceeded to maneuver out, first at a short distance of about 10 feet for photographs of the RCS thruster quads on the limb, then moved further out to 45 to 50 feet for a turnaround while facing the command module for a photography sequence, pitch over for photographs of the descent stage and the descent engine bell. Some of the comments during that period of photography and inspection included one by Scott saying, you have a nice-looking machine there. McDivitt responded, so is yours. The command module rendezvous radar transponder was scheduled to be turned on shortly after the undocking. The lunar module rendezvous radar will be turned on after the separation burn, which is coming up at 2 minutes past the hour. This will be a radially down burn using the command module RCS thrusters to place the command module in a equiperiod orbit, which will produce a separation distance for the mini football of less than 3 nautical miles. The phasing burn, which is a burn by the descent propulsion system of the lunar module of some 90.7 feet per second, will be radially up. This, again, is scheduled at 93 hours, 47 minutes, 34 seconds, and it will take place over the tracking ship Mercury. Just at acquisition, there will be a Mission Control Center go-no-go for this phasing burn. The earlier separation burn for the mini football will take place at 93 hours, 2 minutes, 53 seconds, and will be out of contact with any ground tracking station, probably, as the large wall map shows, over the Red Sea and the Arabian Peninsula. At 93 hours ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control. This is Apollo Control, 93 hours, 14 minutes, ground elapsed time. Apollo 9 is now over the Indian Ocean, coming up on the time for the separation maneuver. There will not be a change of shift briefing this morning for the Orange Team because of the intense amount of activity in this rendezvous sequence. Flight Director Pete Frank prefers to stay here in the control center to follow through on the activities begun during his shift. When the crew was wakened about an hour earlier than had been scheduled before, so that they could continue or pick up the limb manning and power up, this took place at about 85 hours, 40 minutes ground elapsed time when the crew was awakened. Actually, Scott was awake when they came over the hill at the Guam tracking station. During the subsequent pass over Ascension Island, the crew made a medical information report on how they felt, how many pills they had taken and so on, and also how well they were eating and their sleep report. They began the transfer to the lunar module at approximately 87 hours, 40 minutes. The decision had been made earlier not to don helmets and gloves or use the CSM umbilicals to transfer to the lunar module. During the subsequent Passover ascension, the next revolution, there was considerably worse communications than had been encountered over that station earlier, and most of it was pretty much unreadable. At just before 89 hours ground elapsed time, over the tracking ship Huntsville, the lunar module pilot had some trouble with his intercom microphone. The push-to-talk control had failed, apparently, and he had to talk in the voice-actuated or Vox mode. Later, this was cleared up. The transfer of power to from the CSM umbilical power to the lunar module power took place about an hour earlier than scheduled, which would have made that at about 88:20 ground elapsed time. The crew continued the extensive checklist of powering up the lunar module, aligning the IMU, the RCS coal fire, and at 91 hours, 5 minutes, as they came across the lower end of the eastern test range, the gimbal drive for the descent propulsion system engine was checked out, and also the throttle checks were run. The reaction control system thrusters were fired hot, brief blips of the engines. During the pass over the tracking station at Honeysuckle, Australia, they were given the maneuver information for the phasing maneuver. And over Mercury, just after that, they were given a go for undocking over the States. The undocking took place at 92 hours, 39 minutes, 30 seconds. Lunar module maneuvered out in front of the command module for a sequence of photographs, both still and motion pictures, rotating around in sort of a pirouette for the photography sequence. The separation burn by the command module had been scheduled for 93 hours, 2 minutes, 53 seconds, which would have been out of acquisition. This was approximately 16 minutes ago. We'll learn how it went as we come up on the Carnarvon station with acquisition at 22 minutes past the hour. That, in effect, summarizes the past 8 hours of the activity here in Mission Control Center. The handover is taking place between the orange team and the white team of flight controllers, headed up by Eugene F. Krantz. At 93 hours, 19 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.